Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young bros in the schoolyard.
So this is going to be the sports news episode. Play that intro, producer Brian.
And Schumacher runs very well. So that was an outstanding play initiated by Terrio with an outstanding turn at second by Fontenot.
Don't hit the snooze. It's sports news.
So, yeah, in sports news, this isn't exactly sports news, but it has two sports-related figures. Ben, you may have heard this. Chris, you might have heard this, but I think it's less likely. But I just imagine this seems like the craziest night out ever. So you guys heard what happened to Charles Barkley, right? Did you hear it?
Yeah. I heard he got a DUI, but I didn't hear the details.
Okay, Charles Barkley got a DUI. But the craziest part of this to me is the preface to this story. Charles Barkley was out in Phoenix or Scottsdale, Arizona, and he was out for a night clubbing with Michael Strahan. And I don't know if you know who that is, Chris, but this is another giant black man. And
isn't he a football player?
Yeah, he was, but yeah, he's also an announcer now, and he's a commentator basically, or an analyst. But he and Charles Barkley are actually two of the, you know, funniest, smartest black guys that I know. Really, like they're actually,
you know them.
Well, that I've seen on TV. A lot of ex-sports athletes, like Ben says, really don't have a lot to say. But these guys actually kind of have personalities.
You don't like Dan Marino?
But anyway, those are two giant black guys. And then the third guy that was out with them was Jaleel White.
What? Are you serious?
Yes.
Urkel?
Can you imagine if you saw these?
Did he go out as Urkel or as Stefan?
Can you imagine seeing that trio though? Wouldn't that like blow your mind? Like what is you, I would think I was on LSD or something.
I would think there's got to be a camera crew somewhere.
Exactly.
These guys must be in rehab.
I would think I was getting punked. I would Ashton Kutcher somewhere.
This has to be a celebrity rehab.
But yeah, so anyway, that was the part that I really wanted to tell you guys about was the trio that went out. I would love to go hang out with those three. That would be a badass night out. But anyway, after Charles Barkley got pulled over for the DUI, he gave the explanation to the cop for why he rolled the stop sign was that the girl that he was going to pick up gave him the best oral in his entire life a week prior, and he was in such a hurry to get more of that of said oral from her.
I heard that.
I thought that was really funny. It's just
that makes sense though.
Yeah,
Charles Barkley, he was the guy who said I'm not a role model. He made like a big deal about that, like 15 years ago.
Right, and yeah, exactly.
And
but
now
I mean,
he's proven that he's.
But he was saying he was going to run for.
Hasn't lost it.
He was saying he was going to run for governor of Alabama or something soon, or Senate or something in Alabama.
That's terrible. I heard that. You know, it'd be funny. here's a funny stand-up joke that I'm going to give you, that I just thought of.
Go ahead.
Like if the guy who played Urkel was having sex with a lady. And he prematurely ejaculated, and she was really disappointed. He could just be like, did I do that? And then she'd forget about it.
By the way, deadly accurate Urkel impersonation.
It's not as good as your impersonation of the Alf theme song.
I got a stand-up question for you guys.
All right.
Do you ever remember when you had the first time that you had a joke that kind of you came up with, but you heard a stand-up comedian do a variation of that joke?
Yeah, mine was what is it, the
mine was the seven dirty words.
I was just about to say that, you son of a bitch.
You gotta be quick.
No,
in this
I mean,
business,
seriously, has that ever happened? Have you ever had a joke?
Well, I used to do these these fairy tales, but they were like dirty ones, and I, like I would be like hickory dickory duck, you know what I mean?
No
big Andrew Dice Clay fans.
Yeah.
In the studio?
He used to fill stadiums, people.
I used to do this hilarious bit about Noah and God. And just like, what it would be like if they talked to each other.
I
used to always be like, yeah, right, when I was Noah to God.
That's almost exactly what Bill Cosby did.
And I did this thing about how white people can't dance.
I remember I used to tell the differences between men and women.
I used to talk about how much it sucks to get pulled over by a cop when you're black.
Another thing, when I was a kid, I used to, this is true though. This is at like elementary school. I used to talk about all the weird things that would happen in, like on planes and when you would fly and like all the subtle nuances and things like that.
I used to talk about how appliances in the house needed more power.
Oh, man. I used to talk about the differences between my country and the former Soviet Union. Come on. No one
remembers. I don't know why you're not... That's you're striking
one.
Out.
That's a good one. Ben, you don't remember... What was that guy's name? Chris, you know his name, don't you?
Yakov Smirnov.
Yakov Smirnov.
I thought you were going to say, I used to test the durability of watermelons.
I don't even know what that means. Oh, I thought that was a racist joke just because I heard watermelons.
Oh, I guess so.
I was like, is that a Chris Rock reference that I don't get?
That's why that Black Gallagher thing didn't make any sense.
Yeah, exactly. No, do you have a specific example, Ben? Similar to ours?
This is a true story. Do you remember when I used to make the joke when you would go to health class and they would talk about how important it was to wash your hands after you went to the bathroom and everything? I guess that wasn't necessarily health class. I guess that's just being employed in the state of California.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I always used to make the joke that, you know, how you get up in the morning, you take a shower, you scrub your genitals, everything's clean, and then you put on your underwear and your pants or whatever. So you have two protective layers of clothing over your genitals, right?
Right.
So wouldn't it make more sense when you went to the bathroom to wash your hands before you went pee? And assuming that you didn't get any pee on your hands, that would determine whether you had to rewash your hands again afterwards. Because your hands are probably dirtier than your penis at that point of the day, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. My dick gets pretty dirty.
Yeah, but you're not counting in ball sweat, Ben. Like, no one wants to get your ball sweat on their body.
We're just assuming that it's a normal day where maybe you're not doing any jogging. Or so
it's not humid.
It's an ideal day for ball dryness.
Okay.
But so I used to kind of make a joke about that. It sounds hilarious, I know. Maybe we should pause for laughter so that way our listeners can catch back up to the rest of what I'm saying. But anyways, I heard another stand-up comedian making that joke. I didn't give it to you in joke form.
Oh, you gave it to us in essay form. Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to filibuster for you because I know Chris is a fan of that.
Well, yeah. No, I don't think that ever happened to me. I used to just repeat comedians' jokes as though they were my own.
Yeah, I still do that.
Don't you feel guilty when you do that? Whenever I do that, I always try to...
Yeah, no, I do. You always try to... First of all, what I hate is I'll do it and I'll try to... I'll assume that people know the reference. And then people laugh as though it's my own. And there's this moment of... you come to... It's like this moment of choice where you're like... Do I take credit for that or do I give credit where credit is due?
And then you're like, well, Chris isn't around, so I guess it's safe.
It probably depends a lot on the crowd, too.
Yeah. Let's keep on the stand-up topic. Who's your favorite stand-up comedian, Ben?
Mine right now might be Greg Giraldo.
What about you, Chris?
Probably Louis C.K.
I think this is...
Do we take your top two choices already?
Basically. No, I'm not a big Greg Giraldo fan, but I love Louis C.K., but maybe I'll just say someone different who, just to keep things interesting. I can't think of his name.
Steve Harvey.
Tyler Perry.
No.
Is he a stand-up comedian?
Yeah, I'm just...
I love Chris Rock and Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, black. Well,
I like black stand-up comedians.
I think
a lot.
I'm not sure if I like black stand-up comedians or if I like black audiences. Because if anyone who had that audience behind them, I feel like they would seem that much funnier. You know, like black audiences.
Dave Chappelle's really funny, though.
Dave Chappelle's really funny.
But they all three are. Dave Chappelle, Eddie Murphy, and...
Richard Pryor was good. He's a little bit dated, but still.
Yeah,
we were on a long road trip, and we were listening to comedy CDs, and we started with Eddie Murphy, and then we went to Richard Pryor. It was really obvious, like, how much he was influenced by Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
I mean, he's, I think, funnier now, but at the time, I think probably Richard Pryor came up with more original style.
Yeah, I think mine's probably Chris Rock, just at his best. Chris Rock's hilarious.
Yeah, he's one of the best around today. Like, Louis C.K. is the funniest, but Chris Rock is like, it's a presentation. Like, it every is. Time
it's
he
a, it's a goddamn comes show. Out with a, it really is.
Yeah.
I think my favorite, I don't know if this is my favorite, Chris Rock, I think, is the best overall stand-up, just everything. But Mitch Hedberg is the cleverest of them all. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I like Mitch Hedberg, but I'm probably the least biggest fan of all of us.
See, I don't think that he's the funniest, but I appreciate his jokes as jokes more than other people. I think his jokes would stand alone. Anyone could repeat his jokes, and they would still be funny. Whereas, like, Chris Rock, not anyone could repeat his jokes and get the same reaction. You know what I mean, Ben?
Yeah. I still remember where I was when I found out that Mitch Hedberg died. Do you remember?
I think we all remember where we were when Mitch
I think all of America remembers that dark day.
It's like our generation's Kennedy, JFK.
Or Lincoln.
Uh-huh.
Danny's the one that broke the news to me.
Yeah, I remember where I was when I broke that news to you. on my phone. Too. No,
I was on a ferry on my way to Ellis Island. I was in New York at the time.
I remember where I was. I was on CNN.com.
That's where you heard?
Yeah.
All right. Well, do we have any more stand-up joke-related news that we can bring up, or should we just call this a podcast? Actually, this wasn't even supposed to be stand-up. Or do we have any Michael Strahan, Charles Barkley, or Jaleel White-related news?
Yeah, this was supposed to be sports news.
Yeah, sports news. So, Ben, how are those Sharks doing?
They're in a funk right now. They lost last night.
Tough. That is tough.
What's their record at right now?
Ooh, on the spot, I don't know. I would have to check real quick.
Well, why don't you do that? Because a lot of people tune into this podcast just to get their San Jose Shark updates.
Yeah, why don't you guys talk amongst yourselves for a second?
Okay, so Chris, how's work?
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Does Chris have a new job?
Oh, yeah. Fuck, I forgot to tell you guys, didn't I? What I do is I go to offices and I replace their old calendars. I go cubicle by cubicle.
Is it like do they all get the same calendar?
No, it's like a grab bag. But I stop taking requests because it just slows my day down.
But what I'm asking, is it at all related to, do you try to in any way, like if you see a kind of a bigger lady who's maybe, you know, seems like she reads a lot. Do you try to make it, I don't know, food related, or do you try to customize each calendar to the individual cubicle that you're adding it to?
I used to, but I'm not. It's not an hourly job. I'm not right. running the clock down. You know, I'm trying to get out of there.
I get you.
So I'm just throwing calendars at people.
So you just, and plus you just kind of, it's like politicians. They get into it with like they think they're going to change the world, but by the end they're just kind of punching the clock. Is that kind of what it was for you as well?
Yeah, it wasn't that lofty of I didn't have that lofty of goals.
But though. I mean, I feel like you would probably try to hook, at least, you know, hook some people up if they ask for it at the beginning. But after a while, I don't know, man. I'm in over my head.
It's like fate. It's like whatever I grab in the box, that's your fate for the year.
What's the number one calendar that you pull out? I mean, are there more of some than others?
Sexy fireman.
Are they all wall calendars, or do you have very many desk?
They're all calendars. All wall. I only deal with wall. That's why they call me Wally.
All right, Ben. So how's the Shark update coming along?
They have 29 wins, 5 losses, and 5 overtime losses.
Man, that's still a hell of a record.
63 points. They still have a 1-point lead on the Boston Bruins for best record in the NHL. Man. Best record in the world.
Wow. Go Sharks. All right, guys.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
It has.
But we're going to call it a podcast. Good night, Christopher.
Did I guys ever tell you that joke I have about the socks at a nightclub in the dryer? It's like the dryer is the nightclub for them.
Right, I get it. Yeah, no, I remember that when you came up with that.
shopping, baby. Women be shopping. Damn, you can't stop a woman from shopping, baby.
That's true. Women do shop.
I like it here in America because here you have freedom of speech. You can go even to Reagan and you can say, I don't like Reagan. We can do the same thing in Russia. We can go to Brezhnev and we can say, I don't like Reagan. I like it here. I mean, it's the first time I was watching the election campaign, first year. And it's so much fun. You see, in Russia, we also have two political parties, the living and the dead.
Goodness sakes, no, that's a vacuum job, isn't it? You'll tap dance with it. Like a moron, you'll pick it up, look at it, put it back down. Yeah. That thing just needs more power. So I rewired it. Yeah. I had this old 327 short block Chevy out in the garage. 700 real horsepower, man. That'll suck the butt out of the cat, boy. A riding rear bag in Eureka. With a tiller.
Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet. Eating. Occurred some way. Long came a Spidey, sat down beside him. Said, hey, what's in the bowl, bitch?
Can I do that?